France has more than 2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 50,000 deaths. But there is some good news. The latest numbers are going in the right direction, down. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. And Eleanor, France had a second surge. It looks like you've tamped that down. Is that right?
That's right. French President Emmanuel Macron went on television this week, and he said we can now read this month-long lockdown we've had, and cases have dropped from 60,000 a day to 20,000 a day, and it looks like the second peak has passed.
Okay, well, that is good news. Now, the government is going to lift some of those restrictions that have been in place. What will that look like?
Well, starting tomorrow, stores will be able to reopen again. So that's really good news for the economy. People will now be able to go out more. Right now, you can go half a mile from where you live and exercise for an hour. Tomorrow, that'll be 3 hours and 12 miles. And then there'll be a next stage on December 15th if infections are below 5,000 a day. And confinement will be completely dropped, and people will be able to circulate freely within France to spend Christmas, the holidays, with their family and friends. Unfortunately, Macron says bars and restaurants will not be able to open until January 20th at the earliest.
I see. Eleanor, just briefly, I know there's another big story developing in France right now. The country reacting quite strongly to a video of French police officers beating up a black man in Paris. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it's a completely shocking video that surfaced yesterday. It's a rap music producer who was going to his studio, and he realized he didn't have on his face mask. You're supposed to wear one in the street. He saw police in a car, and so he went into his studio. But they came into his studio with him. They didn't know they were being filmed. He didn't either, by a security camera. And they just pummel him for 10 minutes or more with their fists, with a billy club. He's calling for help. It's just a dramatic scene. And in the end, they accuse him, they arrest him, accuse him of battery and trying to take their weapons. And he ends up spending 2 nights in jail. This is last Saturday it took place. And so there's just outrage across the country when that video surfaced yesterday.
And what are you hearing from people?
Yeah, well, it comes at a time where French President Emmanuel Macron is trying to pass this security bill, which would ban the filming of policemen as they're doing their job, their faces. And, civic groups and journalist organizations were against it, saying this is going to lead to abuses. And now this video is just like, what? People are saying, why would you not film the police? Thank God there's this video. We need to film the police. So this is looking very bad for Macron, who's been accused of veering to the far right when it comes to security matters. Politicians and people from across the political spectrum are saying we have, a police with a deep leadership crisis. How common is this, that these things are going on? And Le Monde newspaper actually called on Macron to withdraw the bill immediately.
We'll keep an eye on that story. I have a feeling it will be developing in the days to come. NPR's
yes,
Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.